Mr. Bickham, no.
Question 11, sir.
Mr. Speaker, Australia's social media minimum age regulations came into effect on 10th December 2025. MDDI is actively engaging our Australian counterparts and assessing the effectiveness of the measures in Australia. Meanwhile, we have progressively introduced measures to better protect our children when they go online. We have imposed age assurance requirements on designated app stores to reduce the likelihood of under 18 users accessing and downloading age-inappropriate apps of all types beyond just social media apps. Designated app stores are expected to implement these age assurance measures by 31st March 2026. We also planned to extend age assurance requirements to designated social media services to reduce children's exposure to age-inappropriate content on social media platforms. The age assurance measures will come on top of the existing protective measures for children under the current Code of Practice for Online Safety Social Media Services. Consultations with designated social media services are ongoing. We acknowledge parental concerns about the impact of social media on their children, as well as the potential implementation challenges of age assurance requirements. There is no silver bullet. A child can still circumvent these measures, such as through using an adult account to access age-inappropriate content. This is why MDDI will continue to work with partners from the people, private and public sectors to co-create resources and programs that are convenient and accessible for parents to help guide their children to foster healthy digital habits from young.
Mr. Nair.
I thank the SMS for the reply, and I think the age assurance practices is probably a good first step. I'd just like to clarify whether the social media platforms are then required to take steps to prevent these young users from using those platforms, because I think there are two issues. One is harmful content. The second is addiction to the platforms itself, even if the content may not be ostensibly harmful. So that's why I think a clean block and putting the obligation on the social media platform to verify age before the user's allowed to use it sounds like a tidy solution, and that's what they do in Australia. It's not perfect, but it sets a clear line.
MS Rahayu.
Mr. Speaker, I thank the member for the question and I appreciate the concern. I would like to assure the member that we are indeed studying and trying to figure out what is the best approach for this. How we have been looking at this issue is that, yes, indeed, it's not just a function of accessing it. There are three main things that we look at. First is the screen time, which is one key area. And that leads to addiction. If it's just you're spending too much time and you're not controlling that, that's a big issue. The second is inappropriate content, and which is why we then need to have certain measures to make sure that children are not exposed to this. The third is the undesirable online behaviours, such as cyberbullying and all the types of behaviours we have tried to prevent through OSTRA, for example. So we are categorising and looking at the multidimensional effect of the social media platforms. While the proposed, or rather the legislative changes that you're hearing happening in other countries sound very attractive and seem like an obvious solution, what I think we want to ensure is a meaningful implementation that will actually make a difference in the experience of the children and the parents. So we have been looking at it. So I would just want to highlight a couple of points. Firstly, we have observed some implementation challenges in what Australia is trying to do, because what happens is that there was an observation that there was a migration of the children or the users to platforms that are not within the regulatory ambit. So you kind of have to then make sure that if we do this, it is something that will be quite meaningful. We are also seeing people bypass it. So you need to make sure that the enforcement measures are clear cut, because children can use their parents' ID, or so that the structure needs to be in place there. There was also a rise in VPNs, which then undermines all this. So we want to make sure that we can address some of those concerns meaningfully. Second, I would highlight that we're not starting from a blank slate. It's not like we don't have measures in place. There are very strong regulatory measures that are already in place. We have already the code of practice on online safety for the designated social media services, which we had already put in place. We have implemented the age assurance requirements for the apps. And so it means that they now have to stop the users who are below a certain age from coming in. We have not been prescriptive with how the age assurance measures are put in, because even age assurance, you have age verification, age estimation, and these are some of the things that we want to allow for the platforms to put in. We've set the targets. We are very outcome-driven. We say you must put in place these things to ensure that the children are not exposed to these things. And then how they actually do that is something that they have to actually look at in their circumstances. So that's the second bit. There are already some structures in place to provide safeguards and to ensure that it is a healthy ecosystem for our children. And the third thing is that we are doing more. We are actually looking at how we can continue to improve regulatory infrastructure to support this. And we take a multi-pronged approach, because it is not just about having the legislation. It's also about building the capability within the community, and which is why I mentioned also helping to build healthy digital habits, providing support for parents through resources, through programs on the ground. And this is something that we'll be ramping up in time. So I hope that this is something that we can work together on, because there are multiple stakeholders here. Parents have to play a part, the regulators, these social media platforms, and indeed we are in close contact with them to ensure that they are doing their best. So these engagements are underway, and we are also studying the technology. We're trying to figure out what is the best solution in these circumstances, and I hope that gives an appreciation that we are really appreciating and understanding the concerns, and we're trying to figure out a robust approach that fits and would be meaningful for the parents and children in Singapore.